Welcome to the Sales Acceleration Show, where we talk about the science of selling across the areas of demand generation, sales, and sales operation. This show is about doing. We focus on real problems, real solutions with real people, all dedicated to accelerating sales.
I'm Gabe Larson.
And I'm Steve Ehrer. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Sales Acceleration Show. You've got Gabe Larson here with my colleague Steve Ehrer. And boy, are we excited. We've got Patrick coming from Pros. He's the CMO over there. Patrick, how the heck are you?
Doing great this morning. Thanks, Gabe.
Patrick, appreciate you being on. Would love to dive into the meat, and we will here in just a minute. We're going to be talking about all things account-based. How do you optimize, run, start up, measure an account-based strategy? But before we do so, wanted to have you, Patrick, just introduce yourself briefly and also what you do over there at Pros.
Yeah, absolutely. So glad to be here this morning. I'm the Chief Marketing Officer at Pros. Been with the company for about 12 years now in a variety of different positions, sales, marketing, and product management, and today lead up our global go-to-market strategy and execution. For those that may know Pros, Pros is a global software company focused in on helping our customers realize their revenue and profit potential. A lot of the customers that we work with around the globe are seeing an increasingly complex set of challenges in their marketplaces. Global competition, unprecedented market volatility, rising costs of doing business, and we're here to help our customers improve both their top and bottom line through accelerating sales, through guided selling, and creating a frictionless buying experience, formulating personalized offers, quotes, and pricing, and providing real-time inventory availability that is aligned to market demand. So all that, again, is just really focused on helping our customers realize their revenue and profit potential.
It sounds like you've done this and been around the business a little bit. Sounds like you know what you're doing over there. We've actually interacted with Pros for a little while. I know a few people over at Pros, and I appreciated Patrick getting on to talk about some of the cool things they're doing. So want to get into this topic of account-based strategy. I know you guys teach it, but you also do it. Lot of buzz around the industry. The thing that jumps out to me is, again, a lot of people talking about it. It's certainly not meant for everybody, but I'm curious about within an organization, is there an ultimate owner in your organization, or who ends up, I mean, is it just, it is actually a joint ownership?
Owns it from our side. They're responsible for driving certainly the technology parts of it. And then from a target account selection, that really is a partnership between industry marketing that sits in the marketing organization and the sales leadership team, both the sales leaders and our pre-sales folks who know the industries pretty well. So between the really those three parties plus demand generation, they're really the committee that's driving the effort across the board.
Interesting. So it is. It's a real joint kind of ownership program that you guys run.
Absolutely. Absolutely. To be successful, I think you have to have it.
It's got to be that teamed effort for sure. Let's dive into a little more of the tactical aspect of an account-based strategy. Some of the things you've learned, maybe some of the things you guys do over there at Pros. How would you recommend thinking through an account-based strategy in order to make that a little more holistic?
Yeah, going back to what we just talked about, I think the first key is really about the alignment between sales and marketing. If marketing decides that they're going to do this on their own and sales is not going to be there to support going to market or vice versa, it's really not going to succeed. So you really need alignment at the executive level very early on in the process. We were lucky to have that. Now, even with that alignment, it does take some time to work through the motions, right? And so, if you are primarily an inbound marketing mix organization beforehand, and sales or the business development team were expecting leads to come in more and more, and you're saying, "Well, okay, time out. Let's take a step back." And not only are you are we going to be responsible for responding to inbound leads? But here's an additional outbound and a targeted account strategy that we're going after. It shifts the job responsibilities of people, both in sales and marketing. And then, so clearly communicating what the different expectations is becomes really, really important. So that's number two. Number three, I think it's really about if we're going to get more targeted, do we have the coverage that we need in the accounts that we want to buy from us in order to really start a solid conversation with them? Are we talking to the right people? Do we know who they are? How are we going to penetrate it, those accounts? And really thinking about thinking that through in some degree. And, you know, finding the right contacts takes some time. So, you know, between the alignment conversation, the job conversation, and the coverage, account coverage standpoint, it takes a little bit of time. So it's not something that you just flip a switch on and you're able to do. But again, going back to that alignment, it's something that you need some time, some effort, and some good planning behind to launch successfully.
Got it. So let's double click on a couple of those concepts. So certainly kind of the coverage and thinking about targeted accounts. Any recommendations on how a company thinks through kind of finding their optimal or target account?
Yeah, I think that it varies for the company and the type of solution, right? So, you know, if you're going to market horizontally across different industries, then it's really about understanding who your buyer persona is. And that's really the foundation of what most marketers focus in on is who's my buyer, why do they buy to me, and how are they going to buy from me? And so making sure that you're taking that and applying it to an account-based strategy is extremely important. The other way, you know, potentially is like what Pros does, is not just a horizontal strategy, but also an industry strategy. So which industries have the highest propensity to buy the solutions that we're selling, and who in that industry and those companies that we're targeting are likely to drive and or influence the buying process. And understanding who those people are and making sure that you have enough coverage is extremely important, in addition just to understanding their motivation. So, you know, a lot of work gets put into that to apply some of the key research about your buyer into the account-based strategy.
Got it. Yeah, interesting. So you go, there's coverage and also territory. You go vertical. So you've put a couple different elements into thinking through kind of best case prospecting. So let's go into this effective partnering between sales and market, or that concept of alignment. How do you start to think about divvying out different tasks? So, you know, let's say we've identified one of these companies and yeah, we want to get into it. Do you just let marketing kind of send or do whatever they want to the personas they want? Sales development does what they want. Sales does what they want, or do you actually sit down and talk about something? And what would have been some of those maybe more effective conversations or tactics?
Yeah, great question. So one of the things that we started when we launched the initiative is having a regular monthly meeting between the industry marketing and field marketing teams and the RVPs who were responsible for the territory plus the individual reps. So what we do is we take the top accounts and we go through each one of them one by one and, you know, ask ourselves, okay, is there something that's already active there? Okay, we don't have to really worry about it. But for all the other ones that we need penetration, what are the right tactics that we can use in order to penetrate that account? Is that a targeted email campaign? Are there certain relationships that people have in the company or through their connections that we can help with an introduction? Are there certain more aggressive things that we need to do to get noticed out there, you know, such as you know, specific advertising and or direct mail? And really, we go one by one to understand what those actions are, and we meet on a monthly basis to see, you know, are efforts paying off? Do we need to tweak them so that we can have that effective partnering between sales and marketing towards the end goal, which is really just getting each and every one of those target accounts as a Pros customer.
Interesting. I'd love to hear. So you actually do meet once a month. Have you found a couple things, whether it's a direct mail piece or an event or a specific email, any kind of real tactical thoughts or best practices that you've found that has actually landed or resonated with your target audience?
It's a good question. I don't know that I want to go into the specific things that work for us on this call, but what I'd say is that, with the right mix, we have seen in just the first couple of months, 20% increase in penetration. So it's been great. And I think, more than anything, it has pulled together the efforts of sales and marketing in a way that it hasn't happened before. I think part of the challenge always has been that marketing speaks the language of leads, sales speaks the language of opportunities, and by bringing together in a common language around accounts, it's really helped drive alignment where there wasn't as much alignment as needed before.
Yeah, makes perfect sense. So let's hit these last two steps. So you mentioned a little bit about measurement. Any recommendations if you get together as a team? You talked a little bit about results. How do you measure this in order to kind of know if you're on the right path or you are doing the right things?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we take a look at three key measurements today, and this is the kind of initial for the first year as we adopt it, things that we're looking at. I'm sure we'll grow more sophisticated, but the three things that we're looking at are for our target account list, do we have awareness, right? Have they responded in some way to something that we've sent them? So what percent of the accounts in our targets have looked at it? How many people in those accounts have looked at it? So are we just creating awareness out there? The second is engagement, right? In addition to them just being aware of us, have they reached out and taken some action with us? Whether that's, hey, I want to be contacted, please give me a ring, or they've downloaded some of our thought leadership from our website. They're proactively looking at us for something. And again, it's, big look at the account coverage and the number of people in the account. And then ultimately, the real question is, what percentage of our target accounts do we have an active opportunity or engagement with? And so taking a look at that as the third and final arbiter of success is key for us.
Interesting. So you got those kind of three key metrics. That's fantastic. I know that's often a challenge to figure out any new initiative. How do you best measure that? Well, Patrick, really appreciate it. I think that's some real, real interesting context around a company that I know has been successful in this movement. I know a lot of people are moving towards it, but I think a decent number are struggling to get some footing to understand how to measure and some of the better practices or tactics to use. So really appreciate you, Patrick, joining today. Really appreciate the information and hope you have a fantastic day.
Great. Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
If you want to get in touch with us, we're on LinkedIn and Twitter. I'm found at Steve Error, STEVEERROR. And Gabe is at Gabe Larson. That's Larson with an SEN. Go ahead and message us there, hashtag Sales Acceleration Show. You can also send us an email at podcast@insidesales.com. And you can read more about us at insidesales.com. So also don't forget to subscribe to our podcast via Google Play, Stitcher, and iTunes. And be sure and rate us. Leave some comments. Let us know what you think. Gabe's curious. He wants to know what's going on. And let's get at it.